KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky, and it's 21 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In state news, the 2020 Iowa caucuses are over, but the results have not yet been released. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Iowa Democratic Party officials say there was no hack. The app for reporting results didn't fail, and the backup phone lines were working. The people in the precincts trying to report their results say otherwise.
Well, it's really just a mess.
That's Tom Courtney of Burlington, the co-chairman of the Des Moines County Democrats. Courtney says he was not able to report his precinct's results.
Nothing works. You can't call your results in.
Courtney says this episode may be the final nail in the coffin for Iowa's first in the nation caucuses. President Trump's campaign manager weighed in, calling the delayed Democratic caucus results the sloppiest train wreck in history. The chairman of the Iowa Republican Party issued a statement of support for Iowa Democrats, however, saying ensuring results are correct rather than quick is the right call. At 1 a.m., Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price made a statement to the media by phone. He said the party is manually verifying all results and will release those results later today. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Well, your gum is no surprise, but Donald J. Trump was the unanimous choice of Republican voters during the GOP caucus Monday. Statewide, Trump received 97.15% of the vote, Joe Walsh 1.08%, and William Weld 1.31%. In Cass County, Trump received 207 votes, three votes, and William Weld 1 vote. In Adair County, Trump had 110 votes and Weld 1 vote. In Adams County, Trump had 59. Walsh and Weld both had 3, and there were 3 other write-ins that were chosen. And Audubon County, Trump had 79 votes. Weld had 1. In Guthrie County, Trump had 153. Walsh had 1 vote. Montgomery County, Trump earned 75 votes during the GOP caucus. In Shelby County, he had 149 votes. And in Pottawatomie County, Trump picked up 772 votes. Walsh had 4 and Weld had 2. Now, for additional information, including results from other counties and precinct by precinct, click on the link found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. For Americans following along on cable TV and elsewhere Monday, Iowa's caucuses were a bewildering carnival of democracy until it all went sour. The failure of Democrats to report timely results meant the viewers and listeners for radio went to bed not knowing what it all meant. During the coverage, reporters used to sifting through reams of scientific voting data were instead wandering around rec rooms and auditoriums, counting raised hands or estimating the size of clusters of people in bleachers. The Iowa caucus has sneaked up on television viewers with all the attention paid to President Trump's impeachment trial. The candidates who had caucus night celebrations in Des Moines put their own spin on the unknown results. Pete Buttigieg addressed about 2,000 supporters at a Drake University gym.
So we don't know all the results. But we know by the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
Buttigieg wasn't referring to the delayed caucus results, but was instead making a suggestion about his finish in the caucuses.
By all indications, we are going on to New Hampshire victorious.
Joe Biden's legal counsel sent Iowa Democratic Party officials a letter citing considerable flaws in the caucus reporting system. Biden told supporters the results, once revealed, would be close.
The Iowa Democratic Party is working to get this result, get them straight. And I want to make sure they're very careful in their deliberations.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders addressed cheering supporters at around 11 o'clock last night.
I imagine have a strong feeling that at some point the results will be announced. And when those results are announced, I have a good feeling we're going to be doing very, very well here in Iowa.
Elizabeth Warren offered this explanation to her supporters.
It is too close to call, so I'm just going to tell you what I do know.
You won!
And Amy Klobuchar was the first to speak once it became clear those results would not be released.
You probably heard we don't know the results, but I did not want to let another minute go by without thanking all of you. We know there's delays, but we know one thing. We are punching above our weight.
Klobuchar suggested the results, whenever they may be announced, will show that she is on the board. In our funeral announcements, Doris Jeannie Mertz, age 96, of Avoca, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. A celebration of life for Doris Mertz will be today at 10:30 at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Lynn McCord, age 94, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lynn McCord will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Dale Rush, age 90, of Griswold, died Saturday. Memorial services for Dale Rush will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Jim Bays, age 68, who's formerly of Greenfield, died Friday in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for Jim Bays will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Waukee. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Michael Trotter, age 40, of Atlantic, died January 29th. Graveside services for Michael Shane Trotter will be this Friday at 3 o'clock at the Menlo Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dean Williams, age 80, of Stewart, died Sunday. A memorial service for Dean Williams will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First Congregational Church of Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Edna Paulson, age 98, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Edna Paulson will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Philip Madsen, age 96, of Harlan, died Sunday at Peacehaven Retirement Home in Walnut. Funeral services for Philip Madsen will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Mike Bates, age 61, of Omaha, died Friday in Omaha. No services are planned at this time for Mike Bates. Mike is the son of Dorothy and late Max Bates and is a 1977 graduate of the Atlantic High School. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.